Welcome to the Premarital Bliss Podcast with your host, licensed professional counselor, Maya Dixon. This is the podcast that will educate and prepare couples and individuals for marriage by exploring all important aspects of the premarital relationship.
Hello, listeners. I am so happy to be back and talking to you guys. Just let me first start off with a apology because I've been just ghost or incognito for several months now. I had a lot of things happen in my personal life, and I'm starting to get back to normal. And I decided to post this podcast today and tell you a little bit about what I've been going through and how it relates to marriage. Because as you know, this is the Premarital Bliss Podcast, where we talk about all things to get you prepared for marriage, for those of you who are engaged and those of you who are thinking about getting engaged and want to make that lifelong commitment. So I decided to entitle this specific topic, To Death Do Us Part. And I thought it was important, as I come back to talk to you guys, I thought it was very important that I talk about how you know if you're ready to be married and how you know if you're ready for To Death Do Us Part. If you're in a relationship, dating someone, engaged to someone who does not have your back, then that's not To Death Do Us Part. You really want to think about that when you are down, when you are at your lowest point in life, whatever that is for you. Is that person that you're dating or thinking about marrying, are they going to have your back? Are they going to be there for you to death do you part? Are they going to help you when you're down, lift out, put their hand out and lift you up? You really need to think about that, because if that person is not doing it now, they're not going to do it 10 years and 5 kids later in a ring. So you want to make sure those things are happening now. And I bring this up because in my personal life, for the past 2 years, my mom has been sick. She had a brain tumor. And so basically she had brain cancer. And it has been a rough 2 years. And I have been a semi-basket case for 2 years. I have been grieving for 2 years. I bring this up because I'm also not just a daughter, I'm a professor, I teach, I'm a counselor, I'm a sister, I'm a wife, I'm a mother, and I have several different roles. And so at my lowest point, the only way I was able to make it through was not just friends and family, but it was my husband, my better half, as I like to call him, my rock. It was because of him being there for me, along with my children, but him listening to me cry and sob and complain and be afraid. He was there. And so when I say if you're thinking about marrying somebody and they're not able to be for you in that way, then you should think twice about marrying them. So I observe those around me and I see men and women in relationships with people who do not support them. My husband is the most supportive. And so, unfortunately, my mom, of course, lost that battle with cancer. And she passed away in October of this year, which is why I haven't done many podcasts lately, because I've been grieving. I'm still grieving. I've been grieving for 2 years since she was diagnosed. And I had to take some time to get back to myself and get myself together. And when I tell you that one of the things that gets me through this, besides my faith in God, is the fact that I have an incredibly caring and strong and resilient man that I'm married to. That when I'm crying and boohooing, when I call him in the middle of the day and I'm boohooing about my mom, he listens to me. If he can't get to me at that moment, he'll say, I'm on my way. When I get home, you can cry on my shoulder. He holds me at night. So even when we're having fun and we go off, we just came back from Orlando, Florida, and had a great time. We're standing in line, getting on rides, and I send him a text message, and something triggered a memory, and I'm thinking about my mom. And I said, I text him, and I said, I miss my mom. And he just puts his arms around me. There was a point in time when he was out of work and he was laid off. And I feel like I was there for him. And we support each other. You have to be in relationship with someone who's going to be your rock, who really is going to be there with you till death do you part. If you're dating somebody, if you're engaged to somebody, and they're not there for you when you lose a job, or unfortunately, if you're experience the death of a friend or a loved one, if you have financial difficulty and they're not there for you, if you become sick, whether it's terminal or not, if they're not there for you, this is not the person you should marry. If they can't understand what you're going through, whether you have a sick child or a sick pet or whatever it is, whatever adversity that you are facing, they should be there for you. And if they can't do that, then that's not the person you need to marry. So I want you to examine your relationships and think long and hard, and do not marry anybody who is not rock solid and does not have your back. And I'm not talking about perfection, because my husband and I've been together for 20 years, married for 16. It took time for us to get to where we are, but he is reliable, he is loving, he is caring. He is my rock. He's getting me through one of the roughest things I've ever had to go through in life, which is the death of my mom. And I've been pursuing a PhD, and I'm almost at the end. I'll graduate in May, and he's been supporting me through that. He has supported me financially. He has supported me emotionally. He has supported me in building my private practice. He has been the one to make me laugh when I just didn't want to get out the bed anymore. And even though I'm a counselor, I'm human. And so I've experienced lots of things. And if it wasn't for my best friend, my husband, I wouldn't have made it through a lot of things. And so if you're not marrying somebody like that, turn the other way. And it does take time for people to grow and mature. But if you're with somebody who's constantly tearing you down and constantly not being supportive, you need to go the other way. Thank you guys for listening. I want you to examine your relationships and think before you walk down that aisle. And remember, this is supposed to be to death do us part.
Thank you for listening to the Premarital Bliss podcast. Remember, plan your marriage, not just your wedding day.